couple of minutes here with Barry Benjamin. Happy Tales is in the Great Outdoor Center again at the Steele County Free Fair. Barry, you've got a friend with you, right?
I have Steely again, our 8-foot boa constrictor. She's up to 40 pounds, so it's a lot of fun for everyone.
You're getting a workout holding on to her.
Yes, I don't have to lift weights for a while because of this. No. Oh, big neck.
One little boy, I should say younger boy, just had the snake around him. How does it not knock him over?
So I try to stabilize. I always put my hand on their spine, making sure that they're not falling over. We actually had a 3-year-old yesterday that I tied her around 5 times. It was a great picture.
Oh my gosh. So what are the kids saying, doing with regard to the snake, first of all?
So we have a kind of a double reaction. Some kind of stay away. Other ones just want to hold her forever. They'd realize that she's cool, so on these hot days, it makes it really, really nice.
What other sorts of animals, reptiles, tortoises, what else do you have on display here?
So for open hand, for touching, we have Russian tortoises, sulcata tortoises, and a redfoot tortoise, along with bearded dragons, and we brought our little test your limit box.
Ooh.
So we have 20,000 insects, but underneath those are shark teeth that you can keep and bring home. So if you're brave enough to test your limits, you can keep a shark tooth if you can find it.
So you reach through the insects to get to the shark tooth?
Yes, it's really fun. I drop shark teeth in there, and the next thing you know, they just sink down into the merms. So they disappear, and then they have to dig through them to find them.
Awesome.
Otherwise, favorites down here, we have like a Cuvier's caiman, we have Jackson chameleons, a bunch of other species of tortoises, and your favorite, the tarantula.
Oh yeah, I'm going to go down and reacquaint myself with her in a minute here.
Yes.
And Steely was poking her head around your shoulder there. She's
yep.
she like the microphone or a little shy to that?
She likes the microphone, and I think she recognizes you from last year, Roy. She's good with senses of smell.
Okay, well, I'm not sure. She's looking at me. She's like, do you want to take a bite? I don't know. That can't happen, though, right?
That can happen. She actually prefers, she's what we call a picky eater. She wants rats. She won't eat rabbits, which at her size she should eat.
Okay.
But she wants rats instead, so we comfort her with those.
No cheese curds.
No cheese curds.
Hey, Barry, good to see you. Kids are loving it, and a cool thing to check out at the Great Outdoor Center. Thank you.
Thank you, Roy.